I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a petticoat and pine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. No. Go on. It's got the your lead has to be Maria Sharapova, but I don't know where love potion number 9 comes from.
Well, she took the wrong potion, didn't she?
Oh, is that as simple as that, is it?
A little obscure, but, you know.
Oh, well, you got me well and truly. Well done, well done.
Thank you, Andy. Well, Maria Sharapova hopes a failed drug test doesn't end her tennis career. The 29-year-old five-time Grand Slam champion dropped a bombshell announcing she tested positive to meldonium at the Australian Open. The drug wasn't banned until January 1 this year, and Sharapova says she's been taking it for the past decade.
I was first given the substance back in 2006. I had several health issues going on at the time. I was getting sick very often. I had a deficiency in magnesium. I had irregular EKG results, and I had a family history of diabetes with first signs of diabetes, and that was one of the medications along with several others that I had received.
WADA deems meldonium performance enhancing as it aids circulation, especially in the brain. It's used mainly in Northern Europe and isn't available in the United States. The former world number one admits she did not look at the updated ban list before taking the drug.
I take great responsibility and professionalism in my job every single day, and I made a huge mistake. And I've let my fans down. I've let the sport down that I've been playing since the age of 4 that I love so deeply. I know that with this, I face consequences, and I don't want to end my career this way.
But former Asana boss Richard Ings has told SEN's Kevin Bartlett, taking responsibility is unlikely to reduce a career-ending ban.
It's taken place under the newer and tougher WADA code with a maximum of a 4-year ban. Yep. The second thing is it involves a positive test. So you've got an anchor of exactly when the violation took place. It's only recently, so there's no benefit of delays in processes and things like that. And thirdly, she's accepting full responsibility for her actions. So if she can show some mitigation of fault, it could get knocked down to 2 years. But if she can't, then the standard ban is a 4-year ban.
Damien Hardwick says it's premature to announce he's signed a contract extension with Richmond. There are reports the Tigers coach has been granted a 2-year extension despite falling at the first hurdle in the last 3 final series. Hardwick joking about what the stumbling block is.
We're still arguing on the colour of the Jeep, which is really ridiculous. Listen, I'm sure once that all gets finalised, the club will make a comment in due course. We're just worried about our round one focus and getting the team up and going for that one. It's a really important season for us. You know, we're looking forward to the challenges and none more or none bigger than this week in NAB 3 versus Port Adelaide.
The Tigers will take a strong lineup into Thursday night's final NAB Challenge hit-out against Port Adelaide with Brett Deledio to play a half. Tyrone Vickery will return from concussion, while Ben Griffiths will wear a helmet after recent head knocks. The biggest shock is the improved fitness of new recruit, Chris Yaron. Up until recently, Yaron was expected to miss the early rounds, but now could face his former club Carlton in round one, and even the Power this week.
We've got match committee this afternoon, so we'll have a look at it. He hasn't really played a lot of match practice, so it's just whether we throw him in there and see how he goes, or we have got a VFL match on Thursday, so we'll make a decision later on this afternoon.
Port duo Charlie Dixon and Chad Wingard are set to make their first appearances of the pre-season. Brisbane has re-signed coach Justin Lepich until the end of the 2017 season. Chief Executive Greg Swan telling SEN Breakfast with Frank and Ox, 1-year extensions will be the norm at the Lions.
This is sort of the pattern that we want to get into now, so that, you know, this time next year he'll get another year, so to sort of almost have that rolling 2 years will be where, you know, what that's the design of how we're going to do it. So, we just thought this was a a chance to start that off. And as I said, he'll just keep sort of rolling forward from here on in.
Gold Coast coach Rodney Eade has guaranteed Gary Ablett will play in round one, despite a foot problem interrupting his pre-season preparations. The skipper has reduced his training loads and will go into round one without playing any NAB Challenge matches. But Eade has told SEN Breakfast with Frank and Ox, Ablett has completed the majority of the pre-season.
He's had a couple of weeks off deloading and he's just started back running this week, and he technically could play, but we just feel that he needs another week of training at least, in football-wise. So, err on the side of caution. He's certainly, some players have gone into round one not having played. I think Joel Selwood would probably do that this year. And Gary's done it, I think, four or five times in his career. So it's not a big concern, really, to be honest.
A successful return for Billy Slater in Melbourne Storm's come-from-behind opening round win against St George Illawarra last night at Amy Park. The star fullback provided two assists to winger Marika Korobidi as Storm came from behind to win 18-16. Slater rapt to be back out on the field.
A little bit nervous before the game. I felt like my debut again, but it's been that long. But, yeah, it was good to get the game out of the road and, come away with the win. It was a tough game. First half, we dug ourselves a bit of a hole, coughing up the ball, and they scored a couple of tries, and then we did the same in the back half of that first half. So, good to get the first one out of the way.
And the Australian women's football team qualified for the Rio Olympics in style with a 2-1 win over North Korea in Osaka. Co-captain Lisa Devanna telling SEN's Andy Ma they had to fight hard against an opponent who has kept them out of the past two Olympic Games.
It's been a long process and a lot of building and a lot of belief that we had to put in place, because we knew that this tournament's going to probably be one of the hardest tournaments that we ever had to play so far in our careers. And we knew that North Korea, you know, they're the toughest opponents, purely because they're playing for more than just football. They're playing for families back home, because that's what they live and survive on. And, they were pretty ruthless. But for us to battle out and show it hard and show that never die Matilda attitude just shows how far we've come. And it's just so exciting that, you know, that we can battle out with teams like that and actually play good football. So, you know, the future is just so bright for all of us.
Good chance of winning a medal now, hopefully for the first time, Andy. We were undefeated in our qualification campaign.
Oh, the squad looks great, I reckon. Alan Stajic is, and I talked to Carlos about this after the break, but this is such a whole-of-squad mentality that he seems to have adopted. And Lisa Devanna was talking about that, BT, that, that back in the day, it might have been a lot of scrapping and maybe a bit of brilliance from one or two players to get them over the line, but that doesn't appear to be the case anymore. They run pretty deep, and gee, they're a big, strong, athletic team that he's assembled. The sky's the limit, I reckon. Anything could happen.
Yeah, they've got some quality.
Gee, that Chris Yaren story. I mean, he's going to miss 7 or 8 weeks. He's going to miss the third of the season 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now, whether Richmond are playing ducks and drakes with this and maybe trying to put the wind right up Chris Yaren or not, if they were trying to put that out there and that was going to be to light the fire under Yaren, and he's now in contention to play round one, that is brilliant man management by the Richmond Footy Club.
Yeah, maybe they've just, they've gone with the carrot approach, and he might be taking it, although it does seem a little premature. He's only recently, the past week or so, rejoined the main group, or joined in with the main group. Yeah, so, you'd think he'd still be a little way away, but who knows?
Yeah, no, the starting line is for Chris Yaren and the Tigers has changed pretty significantly in the last 2 or 3 weeks, whichever way you look at it. Mate, a lot going on. Thanks for joining us. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Andy.
Brett Thomas.